Koreans breathing easier today. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. New Yorkers can take off their masks today at businesses and many indoor venues. Rhode Island and Illinois announcing they are also getting rid of most mask mandates.
The move by Democratic governors to ease masking rules ahead of CDC guidance adds to growing pressure on the agency and the Biden administration to loosen restrictions. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky argues even though the number of daily infections has dropped 44% since last week, hospitalizations and death rates remain high.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. The state changes don't apply to schools. The U.S. and Canada warning the trucker protests over Canada's vaccine mandate could hurt the economy. Truckers are clogging Canadian streets and blocking the Ambassador Bridge, a supply route for agricultural products and Detroit's car makers. Ford and Toyota say they're halting some production as the blockade disrupts supplies. It's back to Build Back Better for President Biden as he travels to Virginia today, where he's expected to talk about the stalled piece of legislation and a provision dealing with prescription drug costs.
To really talk about his view that the fact that Americans are forced to pay 2 to 3 times more for drugs than citizens in other advanced economies is unacceptable. It's flat out wrong.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The U.S. scores more Olympic gold. Men's figure skater Nathan Chin and women's snowboarder Chloe Kim winning gold today. Meantime, Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva has reportedly tested positive for a banned drug. If the IOC disqualifies the Russian figure skating team, the U.S. would move up to get the gold. And a rally on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gained 305 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Congress is considering rules to restrict lawmakers from buying and selling stocks.
Democrats and Republicans are coming together on legislation to block lawmakers and their spouses from trading individual stocks.
This is all about restoring some trust and confidence in an institution that has one of the lowest approval ratings in America. I think Congress is below root canals now.
Montana Republican Steve Daines is introducing a proposal with Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren.
This is a first step in restoring a little confidence in our government.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not endorsed a specific plan, but says stock trade ban should also apply across government, including Supreme Court justices. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The House committee investigating the Capitol riot subpoenaed former White House advisor Peter Navarro yesterday. He responded by calling the probe a partisan witch hunt and saying he won't cooperate as long as former President Trump claims presidential immunity. We'll get an update today about Major League Baseball's lockout.
Commissioner Rob Manfred will speak to reporters today from the final day of owners' meetings in Orlando, where he's expected to announce a delay for spring training, putting opening day on March 31st in jeopardy. Both the league and the MLB Players Association remain at odds on a new collective bargaining agreement, with the league seeking to bring in a federal mediator. MLBPA declined to enter mediation. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The brother of former Yankees star Jason Giambi died yesterday. Jeremy Giambi, also a former MLB player, was 47. No word on the cause of death. And SpaceX's newest fleet of satellites is tumbling out of orbit. After being struck by a solar storm, the company says up to 40 of the 49 small satellites have either re-entered the atmosphere and burned up or are about to do so. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.